This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Mary Yurkovic. Mary, how are you?
I'm fine, Henrik, and thanks for having me on your podcast today.
No problem. Mary, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I'm a consultant and advisor to organizations struggling with digital asset management and how digital asset management works within their organization. But additionally, one of my ongoing projects is working with CreateASphere in educating the community, similar to another damn blog, but we're really trying to educate the community face-to-face and bring some problems and issues that we have in the space to the forefront, and working with vendors in the space and service providers in the space to help us come up with some great solutions.
Great. When you have many different photographers using different digital cameras by different manufacturers, you may have experience with this. Is there a preferred standard format for digital photographs that you would recommend?
Oh, that's a good question. Getting creatives to decide upon one standard or even come to a common ground can always be very challenging. Sometimes you have political issues to deal with, and sometimes you'll have a lack of understanding or knowledge of file format. Whatever the case may be, it's extremely important, if not critical, to have some sort of standard. The standard that I think I've seen work best with some of the organizations I've worked with is the DNG format.
So instead of using the RAW formats that vary actually amongst all the different camera manufacturers for the most part, you're recommending DNG or the digital negative format from Adobe.
Yes. And there may be a few steps you may have to take to get to it, but the goal is to preserve as much of the camera data and as much color information as possible from the very beginning. But as I said, whatever file format you're using, just pick a standard. And I think it's much easier with digital photography than it is with video. So within your organization, that should be easier.
What advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
My advice for future digital asset management professionals and current digital asset management professionals is to learn as many aspects as you can about the digital asset management arena, whether it's project management, library science, categorizing your data, digital workflows, learn about video and how to deal with audio files and formats, document management, rights management, storage, digital preservation. And there's many, many more areas too, but learn as much as you can about the other areas. Another very important area to consider for digital asset management professionals is to consider the human factor and how change management affects implementing a digital asset management project or process, and how humans interact with assets themselves. So whatever area you choose to focus on, just keep an open mind and explore some of the adjacent areas and the adjacent technologies. For the future digital asset management professionals, this is a really, really exciting time, and we're starting to see some really great technology improve and prove itself to organizations and see the real potential with our digital data and digital assets. We're really just we're at the beginning of what can really happen in with digital asset management and adjacent technology. And I think the future for it is going to be very exciting and challenging and rewarding at the same time, especially when you see what's happening with some of the search and speech recognition. They're improving techniques for preserving physical content. I think all that's very exciting, and we're really just starting to touch upon the surface of that. The digital asset management and digital asset management community itself, or how we deal with digital asset management on a day-to-day basis, just in our personal lives with iTunes, Pandora, you know, how you'll go to YouTube and look up a silly video to make you laugh. Those are all forms of digital asset management. And as I said, this is really only a fraction of how we use digital asset management on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. But for many organizations, digital asset management seems to be mission critical, not just leaving it up to the technology to department to implement and let them steer this and leaving it upon them to do upgrades and to look at the next capability, or leaving it up to them or getting frustrated because it hasn't achieved its ROI status yet. So some of the trends, as I said, I'm seeing is indeed many of these organizations are making digital asset management a vital mission in the way they do their business, which, to the delight of many of the future Dampsters, is taking it a step further to do even more: automate workflow, the rights process, the speech recognition, the better search capabilities. The list goes on. There's so many additional capabilities of digital asset management. And what's really exciting is the really good ones we haven't even thought of yet. It's the next Dampsters who will be thinking of that for us.
Great. Well, thank you, Mary.
And thank you for having me.
No problem. For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.